Hydrofracking involves mixing chemicals with millions of gallons of water and pumping the liquid into wells to create fractures in rock formations, releasing natural gas that can be mined. Senator Avella is ranking minority member of the Senate Environmental Conservation Committee. He's one of the leaders in the effort to ban fracking.
The health impact analysis done by DEC last year was woefully insufficient, and no review at all has been done on seismic impacts, despite the fact that we have had requests for that for more than a year.
Avella was joined by newly elected Senators Cecilia Katchik and Terry Gibson. Gibson is concerned about the safety and sanctity of the water supply.
Because if you understand the way the process works, the first thing you have to do to frack a well is you have to go find 3 to 5 million gallons of water. You got to get that somewhere from a lake or a reservoir stream in the area. And you bring it back to the fracking site and you add toxic chemicals to it. At that point in time, no matter what else happens, you cannot argue that what you have just done is you have polluted an enormous amount of water resources that that community had.
The lawmakers renewed the call for necessary funding to effectively study all of the potential impacts of hydrofracking. Julia Walsh is with Frack Action.
This decision rests in one man's hand, one man only, and that is Governor Cuomo.
Sierra Club Atlantic Chapter Conservation Director Roger Downs is reading between the lines. He thinks the governor tipped his hand when he released his budget plan.
He's talked about bringing more money. There are increased appropriations for farmland protection, for protecting the yogurt industry, the wine and beer making industry, to promote tourism to upstate New York. I think that there's the general sense he understands the subtext of what is really driving the upstate economy.
Senator Avella expects the battle over fracking will soon reach a climax.
The bottom line is that hydrofracking is an extremely dangerous drilling practice and cannot be allowed in this state.
Proponents of fracking argue that there is no scientific evidence that it has caused any environmental harm. Lenape Resources President John Holko.
New York State has been promoting agriculture and tourism for a long time. I think the governor's just continuing on that path. The issue that the state senator, Tony Avella of Queens, and I think he probably doesn't read popular science. Popular science in the most recent issue discussed the concerns over storms such as Hurricane Sandy. And the one thing they mentioned was the performance of New York University during the storm and the ability to have heat and light because of natural gas.
The senators and activists are encouraging Governor Cuomo to follow the lead of Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley, who recently proposed spending $1.5 million to study hydrofracking before he makes any decision to allow drilling in his state's Marcellus Shale area. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.